The theme of this retreat is freedom. And in some ways, it's a wonderful ideal. And maybe there's few people who would want to argue against freedom as being some wonderful thing. Many people would like freedom. But the kind of spiritual freedom, that their inner freedom that the Dharma is pointing to, can be described in many different ways. And maybe some of the ways in which it's described, you would find it not very interesting or attractive. You would protest, well, you know, really? I don't think that's something I want. So one of them is, if you really become free, discovered freedom, you have nothing anymore to complain about. Would that be okay with you? If you're free, you would no longer be bothered by anything. What do you think of that? Do you want to live in a world where you're not bothered by anything? Where you have nothing to complain about? Or do all kinds of protests come up in your mind? You can't be serious. That's not realistic. You're ready to come to the defense of complaining. It's very important. Or you're coming to the defense of being bothered by things. But to not be bothered by anything, it doesn't mean you're indifferent. It doesn't mean that you don't care. It means that you don't get upset or angry or frustrated what's going on in the world or in yourself. And if it's something that you need to attend to, then you do. And if it's something that you don't need to attend to or can't attend to, it's a waste of energy to be bothered. It's a waste of energy to complain. It serves no purpose. And the alternative I'd like to offer, alternative definition of freedom, the alternative to not being bothered the alternative to being bothered, the alternative to complaining, is to hold everything in your kind gaze. Hold everything in the warm, soft palm of your hand, the open hand. Everything is important. Everything has value. Everything is something that beckons us to freedom. Everything is valuable. It's so valuable and so precious and so important, this life that we live. It's too important to spend time being bothered by anything. It's too important to be complaining. You have so much more important things to do. This precious, valuable life that you have. This wonderful and special and precious person that you are. To be free is not to diminish the wonderfulness and the preciousness and the value of who you are. That gets diminished if you complain or if you get bothered. To hold everything in the open palm of your hand is to allow things to come and sit there in your awareness as long as they need, and allow them to go when they're time to go. And to trust deeply in the value of keeping that hand open, keeping your awareness present, soft, aware, available, attending this world of ours. And one of the places to do this is as you go to sleep. Those of you who will go to sleep relatively soon, you might want to go to sleep and put your head on the pillow and let that be a time on the pillow. No complaints, nothing to be bothered by. Just lay there and appreciate yourself, your efforts. Appreciate that you've stayed present the best you can with your challenges. And to hold yourself in the soft, open, warm palm of your own awareness. Everything is important. You are important. And one way to manifest that is to go to sleep maybe with close to the last thoughts you have as you fall asleep, is have thoughts of appreciation and goodwill for yourself. And if you try to have it be your last thoughts, you probably won't fall asleep. But you know, close, somewhat close. And then may you wake up in the morning and be ready for another day of practice. It's such a wonderful time to explore and discover this amazing thing, to discover and bask in and revel in at least the possibility of one whole day of not complaining about anything. Maybe even not being bothered by anything. Isn't that a radical idea? It's certainly something to try to work towards. May your night be nice and sleep tight and deep, and may tomorrow be a wonderful day for you. Thank you.